What is the difference? The difference between us and the animals is the relationship, talking, understanding each other. We are a member of that. But you don't know this. There is no way for you to know this when you are born. Do you remember when you were born? Of course not. Because you don't have even a memory. You have nothing. You are a good animal and will live like other animals. Right? So what? One thing doesn't happen. Selfishness is the base of a living creature, right? Self. For us, we have to immigrate from that self. We have to leave that self. With time doesn't change. A modern human being is as much selfish as the people 10,000 years ago. This is the trick. Beyond the logic, we found it. We have to transform. Yes?
There was a man who inherited money and estates. He squandered all and was left destitute and miserable. Inherited wealth indeed does not remain constant, since it was parted against its will from the deceased one.
Uh-huh. What was that? He wants to tell that story, right? But he started that, okay. There was this guy who was rich. He was born rich, but expended all of it and became poor. Because naturally, this is what will happen. The stuff that you will get is not enough. Whatever you're given by the old generation is not enough. Yes, at the beginning it's very good. You spend it and you have a lot of comfort and possibilities and all of that, but it doesn't last long. You have to produce it yourself. Yes.
Just because he got it easily, he does not know its value. For he never made haste to work and toil and earn it.
Did you get it? The guy who has a rich parent and he receives that, whatever, what will happen? Okay, it's good, you have it. He doesn't think about the real value of that stuff, right? Did you get it? Now get it, yes?
Oh, such and such, you know not the value of your soul, because God bountifully gave it to you for nothing.
Aha! He wanted to tell you this, but listen, this life is not really worth it for you, because you just got it for free. Huh? You didn't even have the choice to come here. That's why you don't know what we are talking about. You are thinking about what can I have? That. Greed, yes.
His ready money went, and his furniture and houses went. he was left like owls in a desert. He cried, O Lord, thou gavest provision. The provision is gone. Either give some provision or send death. When he became empty, he began to call unto God. He started the tune of O Lord and O Lord protect me.
This is the trick. As long as he is comfortable, he doesn't think about the God, the truth, the justice, all of that. Why should he? Because a comfortable animal doesn't bother itself. This is the trick. چون تویی شد یاد حق آغاز کرد. When you feel that emptiness, what emptiness? If you empty yourself from this ego, then you understand what I will be talking about. This is the trick. You have to empty yourself from this selfishness, this ego, ego center. Yes?
Since the Prophet has said that the true believer is a lute, makes music at the time when it's empty, as soon as it's filled, the minstrel lays it down. Do not become full, for sweet is the touch of his hand. Become empty and stay happily.
Oh, wait a minute. What that happened? Did you get it? He said, listen, when somebody is rich, then let's have fun. Fun starts and forgets about everything. We are looking for what? We are looking for emptiness. The corner that is empty. Because that's the trick to motivate myself to move. Yes?
Become empty and stay happily between two fingers. For where is intoxicated with the wine of nowhere.
Do you remember these two fingers? These two fingers, like a window, the Prophet used it to show something to you, which is not now, which is somewhere else. He said, you should understand this, that yes, it's possible that somebody will show you an image which normally you cannot see. All the pictures that you have from the existence, where is it coming from? It's given to you by the others. They give you the pictures. Let me emphasize on one simple example. I'm an ego-centered, selfish fellow who doesn't believe in anyone. No matter what somebody is talking, I'm looking to find some negative point, because this is not what I think. What do I do with my life? I live my life like an animal. I defend myself always, and I try to be the winner always. Then what will happen? I will be ignored by the people because I bother them. Down there, in the other people, there is something that I don't know and I miss and I have to connect to. If not, I'm isolated. It's like I put myself in isolation. You will see it around you. A lot of people, they isolate themselves. And where the culture is coming from? From others, right? If I stand up to me, I don't understand the others. I don't understand anything. Because I'm busy with me. This is the trick. This is what one of the keys of these knowledge we are talking about. To understand that you should leave you because your interest is not in you. Your interest is in culture, so it's in other people. Try to understand other people. Try to feel what they are feeling. If not, nothing. Up to here, what did he explain? The fellow hasn't dreamt yet to be told that blah, blah, blah. Right? Rumi is talking. And Rumi is talking about what? About the attitude of the human beings. Normally, human being, like other creatures, is born selfish. A baby thinks about itself only. You cannot think about the others and understand them. Nothing. And if he's left in the jungle, he will not be the Tarzan. He'll be a monkey if he's alive. The trick is to get it. That in me, there is this me who's interested in me, and this selfishness, and this is normal in all animals, from the little one to the big one, you will see it. So, this is it. But we are different. What is the difference? To understand each other. My life is out there. My life is not in me. Oh yes, this is the animal life in me, in this machine. But my real life, the meaning of my life, is here, is not here. That's where my heart should be. And that is the truth, yes.
Frowardness departed and released the water from his eye. His tears watered the crops of devotion.
Okay. Very poetically, he finished this paragraph. Look at the paragraph, that long title. And the explanation of if you are born rich, you will not get it. Something like that. But at the end of it, we are talking about water, knowledge. And this water will work. This guy cried. That crying will work. Yes.
The reason why the answer to the true believer's prayer is delayed.
Okay. Now he's crying and he will be answered, but not immediately. Why? There is a reason for that. Let me explain that. then we will come back to this story. Yes.